91.7 WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And this is the Hank and Ted Podcast.
Episode 10.
Damn.
10 whole weeks of the greatest podcast on earth.
Of the Joe Rogan of the left. And today, we got a lot more lies to tell.
And it's actually going to get uploaded this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot the last one didn't get uploaded.
Yeah. Thanks, Lily.
Oh, God. This is what the left has done.
The left is ruining America. This is what Mamdani will do to New York. False promises.
The mayor of Mansfield. I actually don't know who the mayor of Mansfield is.
Yeah. Is there even a mayor? Like.
Yeah, every town got a mayor.
All right. Well, Storrs doesn't have a mayor, right? Because, like, it's technically
I think it's Mansfield. Who is the Mansfield mayor we're investigating. Town council. I don't know.
Who is the mayor of Mansfield?
Of Connecticut.
Tony Moran. Bro.
That's my goat. I don't know who that is, but.
Oh, it's a woman. I thought it was a guy.
Oh. She's my goat.
She's lived here for more than 50 years. She's a lawyer. Locked in.
Well, very locked in.
Finance, just like me. That's sick.
But she's no Kami Mamdani.
She's no Mamdani. Or Zoran Mami the Moron. Donnie.
Mami Dani, Zoran the Moron.
Zoran the Moron who likes the Quran.
Did you just come up with that?
Or did you?
Bruh. The Quran. My God.
Bro, I got my Republican brain going, bro. I'm locked in.
I always got my Republican brain going because I am a registered Republican. That's not true. I'm registered unaffiliated.
I'm registered as a Democrat because I wanted to vote in the primaries.
Yeah, I'm probably going to register. Maybe I did register as a... No, I didn't vote in the primaries.
I actually thought about registering as a Republican, though.
Why?
Because I wanted to influence the Republican Party from the inside.
That's dumb.
It is dumb because it doesn't work. Yeah. Like, my vote wouldn't change that. That's why I ended up as a Democrat. But, like, the thought is what counts.
It's stupid that you have to be, affiliated with a party to vote in the primaries.
Yeah, 100%. You should be able to... So, like, this is actually, like, rough because I feel like if you're unaffiliated, you should be able to vote and you get to choose which primary you vote in, but I don't think you should be able to choose in both. Does that make sense?
Like, if you're unaffiliated, you don't get to vote in a general election?
No, you don't get to vote in both primaries. Like, you don't get to vote in
the Republican and
the Democratic primary. Because, like...
I don't know. I feel like you should be able to choose how you want politics to be. So I feel like you should be able to.
Right, but, like, there would be a lot of bad faith voting in that, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, you probably can't trust...
You can't trust someone who's, like, voting for Nazis to, like... Vote for, like, the right person on the left or the right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyways, Mami Dani.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, it was a big week for Mr. Zoran the Moron.
Yeah.
There were two debates last week, wasn't there?
I think we covered the first one.
Oh, we covered the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the first one was over the weekend. The first one was over the weekend.
Last weekend. And then there was one on Tuesday? Was it Tuesday?
Wednesday? It might have been Wednesday.
I don't know. Middle of the week. Yeah.
And that one was also more of the same.
Yeah, I mean, Cuomo actually came out a little bit better after the second one, but Cuomo, it didn't matter.
Did pretty good both debates. I think he...
I don't know if he did well on the first one.
Besides them clowning on him for sexually assaulting people.
Both of them did. Yeah. Like, Sliwa hates Cuomo just as much as Zoran does. It's kind of awesome.
But I think he did better than the primaries.
Yeah.
I think he knew where to attack Zoran.
Yeah, his attack was he's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, and then he doesn't have experience. Which is...
No, but then Zoran cooked him on that shit.
Yeah.
So, like... He had good attacks, but he still couldn't defend himself because he can't defend himself. Like, there isn't a way of defending Cuomo.
Just like he can't defend... Like, he tried defending himself with the sexual harassment thing, and it's like...
He's like, well...
It was political.
It was settled outside of court.
It was actually settled outside of court. And many courts did not find me liable of sexual harassment.
Well, the immediate response to that is, why'd you resign if you didn't do it, bro?
Yeah, like, it was a political takedown. And then Curtis...
By who? Like, he was literally just saying things, bro. Like, the women don't like me or some shit. Like, what?
I'm not a pervert. I'm just Italian.
Is that a real quote?
I don't think so.
I keep seeing that everywhere. And, like, I deadass thought it was real for a while.
I do not think that's real.
Good, bro.
But I hope it's real. You know what is a real quote, though? Killing grannies and slapping fannies. Which is so great. I really like that quote from Sliwa.
Yeah.
Who's been kind of coming back.
Yeah, he's kind of been cooking, low-key.
Yeah, he has. He's still, like, crazy. I think...
He represents the Republican Party pretty well, though. That's the thing.
Even though he's anti-Trump.
Yeah. But, like, he's, like, the same, like... I don't mean to, like, call our president crazy or anything like that, obviously. But, like, he has the same, like... I'm, like, a populist, but I'm also dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Like...
I'm a populist, but also I'm gonna... tear into the only populist guy on stage.
Yeah.
The guy who's running as a left populist.
Pronounce his name wrong on purpose. Zoran. Zoran.
Zoran Mamdani. He's so funny, though. Like,
No, I mean, like, when, like, in the first debate, when everyone got asked if they had bought pot before.
When I was shot 5 times, I did use medical marijuana. Like, damn, he got a hit put on him by John Gotti.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. And unfortunately, he's racist, so.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, the red beret doesn't do him any favors with the whole not looking like a radical thing.
No, it doesn't. Like, low-key, I thought he was communist the first time I saw him.
Yeah.
Like,
But no, that's Zoran.
Yeah, Zoran, no. Communist is a strong word. He's a democratic socialist.
He's a Muslim Islamic terrorist.
He's invading our country.
And if 9/11 happens, he's gonna cheer, according to Andrew Cuomo.
Bro, that's actually so crazy.
I know. That was... who said it? It was some talk show host in New York who was like, if another 9/11 happens, Zoran's gonna cheer. And then Cuomo kind of just was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, that's crazy.
And then Zoran went on to, like, talk about, like, his aunt.
Yeah.
Who couldn't wear a hijab after 9/11. And they were all like, I found your aunt on LinkedIn, and it says that she's in Uganda. I don't know if I believe any... Is this people just, like, going on finding people with the last name Mamdani?
Well, also, like, people will just do anything to grasp at straws. Like, the entire thing with, like, calling Zoran, like, a Nepo baby is crazy. Like... Governor Cuomo is the son of a governor.
Of a whole, like, one of the most revered governors.
One of the best governors in U.S. history. Like, what are we talking about, bro? Like,
that's like the highest, unless your dad is like president, that's the highest order of nepotism.
Yeah, like, how is he a Nepo baby?
And it's the highest, especially if you're running for mayor of New York City, that is the highest nepotism you can possibly achieve.
Also, like, when people are like, oh, he has no experience. Donald Trump did not have experience when he was elected as president.
Yeah.
And most he runs a country of 300 million people plus. Like, you can't get angry at Zoran.
But he had business. He had business experience, and everyone knows.
He bankrupted 6 businesses, bro. Like, maybe more, bro. Like, he's good at, like, rigging the numbers in his favor, but that doesn't mean he's good to manage the country, bro.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Zoran does actually have experience as a New York City Assemblyman, which is a real job that does real things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go from being Assemblyman to running for mayor.
Yeah, it's not unusual.
It's not that crazy.
Isn't Brad Lander an Assemblyman too?
He's Comptroller.
He's Comptroller. He was an Assemblyman, though.
He was, he definitely started as an Assemblyman. Yeah. And then he became Comptroller.
Bro, there's rumblings that he's running for New York 10, District 10. And I think he should.
Oh, I think he should. He's great.
He's such a chill dude. The only thing I'm worried about is that there's already a Democrat running on that ticket. And, like, what people are worried about is that they're going to, like, eat each other alive, basically. So, like, personally, like, I think he should go for it, but he needs to talk to the Dem that's running for it and, like, figure some shit out.
Yeah.
Like, the Democratic Party is not in a position where they can be messing around. Like,
yeah, no, for sure. Especially all, like, the Prop 50 stuff.
Yeah. Like, we might be cooked. However, gotta do whatever is best in our favor, which is not electing Cuomo. And according to Kalshi, Cuomo has a lower chance of winning the mayoral election now than the U.S. government is likely to reveal aliens' existence in the next year.
Thank God. Like, who's excited for Cuomo? Dude, I want to meet the one guy who's
so tough.
I want to meet the one guy who's out there who's like, I am so psyched for Mayor Andrew Cuomo so he can harass more women and kill more old people.
Well, I guess our president would be excited about
Cuomo. Oh, I'm sure.
Who else? Like, who else is a famous pedophile? Or a womanizer?
Harvey Weinstein.
True. Is he in jail?
He's in jail, right? He should be.
He should be in jail.
He should be in jail.
Diddy's excited.
Diddy's excited from jail. Bill Cosby, he's out of jail.
Bro, I got rage baited on Twitter. I thought Diddy got pardoned by Trump on Friday.
I know, and he told me, and I told everyone, bro, because I thought...
Bro, it looks like the real account. You know Spectator Index?
Yes.
It's literally Centel Spectator Index, bro. Like, I had to tell my mom. My mom thought that Diddy got, like,
I know. There's a lot of people out there who think that Diddy got pardoned on UConn's campus.
Dude, that's totally my bad. I got Centel'd, bro.
Yeah, debated. Debated hardcore.
It's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
But yeah, all sexual deviants and predators out there, get hyped for Cuomo to not win. Or get hyped for him to win.
Or get back to hiding, bro.
Yeah. Go back into the shadows, because it looks like the Muslim extremist is going to win and cause 20 more 9/11s.
Yeah. I don't know if it's technically a celebration lap, but like, last night, Mamdani had a rally in Forest Hills.
Yep.
It sold out. 13,000 people venue.
I have been, when I saw King Gizzard there, it was also sold out.
Yeah.
So I've seen, like, how many, like, the amount of people there when it's sold out. It is crazy.
Yeah. And he had a bunch of guest speakers. It really seems the Democratic Party is finally uniting behind him. Yep. After all this time, like, it's taken too long, low key.
But and AOC and Bernie were there,
and Governor Hochul was there. She got drowned out when she was trying to talk about how good Mamdani is about to be by crowd saying "tax the rich," which is awesome because for those of you who don't know, like, she is like supporting Mamdani, but only on some of his policies.
Yeah. She still has to preserve her image.
She's against raising the income tax on the rich, essentially. So, like, to get 13,000 people in her face yelling "tax the rich," like, I'm not sure that's going to change her opinion, but it's definitely getting her to think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, at this point, the only thing that they can go after him for is just his identity. It has become purely a game of identity politics.
It's purely racism.
Yeah, it's racist. They're accusing him of anti-Semitism, which would not be a thing if he wasn't Muslim, for sure. Like, and he openly called it a genocide on the debate stage, which is great.
Which it is.
Yeah, like, he just, and then he got accused of anti-Semitism, which is crazy.
Dude, why are you being anti-Semitic right now?
Shit. I mean,
name one brother.
Name one Jewish person. Larry David.
True.
I feel like Larry David probably supports Mamdani. He's woke.
Yeah, I think so. You want to know who wouldn't support Mamdani?
Who?
Bill Maher.
Dude,
he's
fuck,
so annoying, bro.
Fuck Bill Maher. Oh my God.
I low-key don't care that I messed it up. He's so annoying.
He is my least favorite liberal, and I hate liberals.
I'm not sure he is a liberal, bro.
He branded
he likes
himself
Trump.
Yeah, he is kind of just no longer a liberal anymore. He is so smug. Have you seen the episode he did with Bill Burr?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so great. Because he just is like, here's how you solve Israel-Palestine. Tell Hamas to put their guns down. And then Bill Burr is like, wow, I can't believe you just, everyone in the world should listen to you sitting right here smoking a cigar on this podcast because clearly you have all the right ideas.
Bro, Bill Burr is so good.
And yeah, he just started being like so sarcastic to him and Bill Maher didn't understand at all. And he's just like, yes, I know it's that simple. And I don't understand how no one else sees this.
Do you think he has autism? I'm not trying to be like that. He doesn't understand the social cues.
I would hope he does, so I don't have to accept the reality that someone can be that smug and that much of a douchebag, like, day in and day out.
Yeah. I mean, like, bro, like, I don't even know with him, because, like, he went out to dinner with Trump, right?
Yes, he
like,
did.
That's the thing that happened.
That was the op-ed that he wrote.
Bro, what are you doing,
He went
bro?
Out to dinner with Trump, and he was like, Trump's actually very nice in person. Okay.
Doesn't
yeah,
matter, bro.
If he, like, wanted to hate you, he would.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to hate you because you kind of echo most of the points that he makes already.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you are a Trump glazer, essentially.
Yeah, like, you have some broadly, like, libertarian left ideas, like, I don't know, legalizing pot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump doesn't care about that. As long as you're pro-Israel, as long as you're not going to go out and, like, actively rally against him,
yeah,
he's not gonna care.
No, it's wild. Like, and he had such prominence for a long time. I don't think many people watch him anymore.
No.
But like,
no,
I remember
really,
like,
anymore.
During like that 2020 election, like, he was like very anti-Trump, and now he's like, yeah, I actually kind of like Trump.
Yeah. And then that was the whole the Larry David, he wrote an op-ed, and it was the New York Times. It was like, I had dinner with Hitler, and he was a very nice guy in person.
That's
which
awesome.
Which is just such a, it's such a great article.
That's awesome. Nah, I mean, like, it's really a weird time. Like, people will do anything for clout.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you saw, but, like, AOC is beefing with Riley Gaines because Riley Gaines
I know,
is,
that's
like,
so funny.
Bro, like, AOC was just essentially saying get a job to Riley Gaines, bro. I don't know if she responded yet, but
no, she did. She accused AOC of misogyny.
How?
I don't really know. Wait, let me.
Yeah, let's pull this up.
So, let me find this. It was a good comeback. Like, I will. AOC had a good comeback.
Just look up AOC's Twitter. Yeah. She definitely tweets less.
Here we go. So, Riley Gaines posted a photo from Mamdani's rally last night saying, we're being destroyed from within. And it's a photo of AOC, Mamdani, and Bernie.
My goats.
And then AOC quote tweeted it and said, maybe if you channeled all this anger into swimming faster, you wouldn't have come in fifth. Because for anyone who doesn't know, Riley Gaines tied fifth place in a NCAA swimming competition with a trans woman and then has made her entire career out of it.
Bro, like, I'm sorry, bro, but swimming isn't even a sport where you should care about other people's times, bro. Like, I'm not trying to be like that. Like, if you're in, like, soccer or, like, if there was a women's football league or a women's basketball league or something, like, that actually, like, really affects your performance when you're matched against someone, sure. But, like, it's the NCAA. It's college swimming. Who the fuck cares? Like, this is not a real issue, bro. And she's made her whole career out of it. Like, she literally has a fake job because of it. She's gone from being okay at swimming to being a grifter.
She hosts a podcast.
Bro, actually, no. I take everything I said back. Hank and Ted Pod, this is my life. This is a job. This is a job.
She's a best-selling author. She wrote a book
about losing, bro.
Wait, is this like New York Times bestseller? I swear to God.
Oh my God, could you imagine being that much of a loser, bro?
Book. Oh my God, yeah, swimming against the current. What?
Against the current, it was one swimmer, bro.
Was it a New York Times bestseller? It was not a New York Times bestseller. It was national bestseller USA Today.
Bro.
Is USA Today really that coveted?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But she's a best-selling author and TPUSA contributor. Yeah, AOC had that good... That was a good...
What happened after that?
It's always hilarious when they think they've landed a gotcha by pointing out I was the fifth fastest woman in the nation, yet they conveniently forget the mediocre man who ranked 462nd in the men's division, LOL. Misogynistic dunce. What? I don't know what that means. I'm not going to lie.
Was the trans person, like, previously 462nd, or that's what their time would be if they'd competed as a man, as a male? 62nd.
CAA swim. Yeah. I guess so.
Bro, like, who cares? They're not competing to be the fastest. They're competing because they want to swim, bro. Who gives a fuck?
Thomas's
AOC's ranked... misogynistic for that? For saying she got fifth place? Like, what?
Yeah. So, this swimmer that Riley Gaines tied with, Leah Thomas, went from 462nd place as a man to first as a female.
Okay. Who cares?
I don't know where that's backed up. But
I personally just like, bro, like, I'm sorry that this happened to you and I'm sorry it affected you so deeply, but like, respectfully, like, does it matter? It's swimming.
It affected you so deeply that you like just became a hater professionally.
Yeah, like what?
Like, what a loser.
That's loser mentality.
Literally, that's just you're a loser.
She's not swimming against the current. She's swimming against her mental capacity, bro. Like,
yeah.
She can't accept that she lost. I don't know, bro. It just frustrates me when people like actually make such a big deal out of this. Like, there are literally like 40 million people that are losing access to food next week, bro.
Yeah. Like, 40 million people are getting cut off SNAP.
And it's the Democrats' fault.
Yep.
Dude, the Democrats caused...
Except not John Fetterman.
Except not John Fetterman, that's true.
Yeah, John Fetterman's the only Democrat with a brain.
Yeah. Bro, did you hear that, like, the Democrats actually run the House, the Senate, and the Supreme Court right now?
Actually, but you need 60 votes, and they don't have enough votes with just Republicans to end the shutdown.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's their epic comeback.
They do understand that it's set as 60 votes because you're supposed to be working with the other sides, though, right? Like, that is why it's 60 votes.
Well, tell that to the Democrats.
Who are the Democrats?
The Democrats.
Bro, like, I swear, like, Chuck Schumer, it would not be that hard to, like, convince him.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Schumer's just...
He's, like, soulless, bro.
Yeah. Most of them wouldn't be that hard.
Like, I feel like... Out of senators, like, Bernie and Chris Murphy would be, like, the two that would be hard to convince, but you don't need them.
Yeah,
that's
you
two
need,
out of, like, 35.
You need, like, what? They have, what, 54?
The Dems?
No, Republicans.
50. Oh, yeah, they have 54. It's, like, 54 to, like, 45, I think, or
yeah.
Something. Because there's one that's not filled right now, I think.
You need six of the, like, furthest right Democrats possible. You already got John Fetterman.
Is Manchin's a senator too, right?
Yes.
That's two.
There you go. Maybe Kristen Sinema will become a senator. And that'll be three.
It's unbelievable, bro. It really is.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The Democrat shutdown. All right, bro.
Dude, like, lock in Republicans. Like, your messaging is so weak right now. Like, and I say this as a registered Democrat. Like, you... could easily take over the nation permanently if you weren't stupid.
Instead, you're letting the other side do it. Because now, oh, we didn't write this down, but that interview with Steve Bannon.
Oh, yeah.
My God. That was such a funny... Cause Steve Bannon said that Trump's going to be president in 2020. Not that he's
going to
run.
He's going to be
president in 2028.
Yeah, and then Trump today was like, yeah, I'd really love to do a third term. It would be great.
They're going to find... Wasn't his reasoning like, the Constitution's made in the will of the people, and if the will of the people say that Trump should be president in 2028, then the Constitution has to abide by that.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever
heard. Or someone's introducing an amendment to the Constitution that says that you can serve non-consecutive terms, or you can serve more than two terms if they're non-consecutive.
Yeah. Which is so dumb, bro. Like, yeah. You could just have your VP become president, and then you could come back, and then your VP could come back, and then you could come back, and then your VP could come back.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
It's ridiculous. That amendment is not going to pass. No. There's no way in hell.
Absolutely not.
But I do think that, I mean, if you don't believe that Trump's going to try somehow to run in 2028, like, yeah, because he's...
Well, he might be...
He might be dead.
Yeah, kaput.
But, like, people are like, oh, he's just saying that. Like, it's just a joke. Yeah, and he also said that he, like, didn't know what Project 2025 was.
Yeah.
And we're, like, doing all of that.
Yeah. I mean, Project 2025, almost everything from it has been implemented in some way, shape, or form. And, like... A large majority of people don't even know that, like, they're not. I feel like the average Trump voter actually just doesn't know what's going on in the federal government.
They truly believe that Trump, like, playing ignorant.
Yeah.
Is just, like, true. Or, like, remember when, after, like, the Charlottesville riot, Trump was like, I don't know who David Duke is.
Yeah.
Yes, you do, bro. You know who David Duke is.
Yeah. And, or, like, there's good people on both sides, you know.
But that was actually a hoax. He said he condemns white supremacy.
He said he condemns white supremacy, and then he said, but I think there's good people on both sides.
Yeah, if you believe the fine people hoax, as it's called, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but he is racist.
Bro, like, he wouldn't, like, rent his apartments to black people in New York.
Oh, yeah, he got investigated by the DA, New York DA?
Yeah.
In the 70s?
Yeah. And then he, like, changed it up and rented to, like, one black family. And it was probably, like, OJ, let's be honest, bro.
It was OJ?
Yeah, bro. Could you imagine? That would be hilarious.
That would be really funny.
I don't think it was. I think I'm just being a dick because I don't like our president, but I won't put it past him.
Yeah, well, I wonder, what is his approval right now?
I think it's in the high 30s. It's at, like, 38.
That's not good. I know it's been reaching historic lows.
Yep.
Over and over again.
The only person who had a lower, like, approval rating at this point in their term ever. You want to guess who it was?
Was it a wartime president?
No.
Was it Bush?
It's a bit of a trick question.
Was it Trump in his first term?
Yep.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Who was the other one?
Just Trump in his first term. At this point,
who's like the second?
I don't know. Worst. I keep seeing that statistic on Twitter, and I'm like, you know what? That's actually really funny. Like, he's goated at getting into office, but he really just can't, like, convince people that he's good.
Yeah, if American politics was just getting elected, damn, he might be the next George Washington.
Like, he's like one of the most unelectable people ever, and he still won twice. Actually, he won three times. Let's get this straight.
Yeah, and if Mamdani wins next week, that's also going to be stolen because everyone knows that Sliwa is going to get 100% of the votes.
Actually, what's crazy is that Trump doesn't want Sliwa to win.
Yeah, because
he wants Cuomo to win.
He loves Cuomo.
He loves Cuomo. He relates to him, bro. Cuomo was on that island, bro.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be like that, but, like, his name is Andrew Cuomo, bro. Like... He has the
He's an elite.
He's an elite. He's recognizable. He has no reason not to be on that island, bro. Like,
I'm sure. That's why him and Trump get along so well.
Low key. Like, bro, I can't I'm sorry. I'm going back to Diddy real quick. I can't believe I got rage baited by that. I'm really sad about that, bro. I really thought my goat was going to be free. But he has like 3 years and 8 months in
jail. Your goat? That's your goat?
Yeah, bro. King Diddy. Forget LeBron, bro. Oh, LeBron was probably at the Diddy parties.
You think LeBron was... I don't think
LeBron did anything. But I also think LeBron might be liable for some of the things that happened at the Diddy parties. Because, like, a lot of people have been complaining lately that, like, LeBron is, like, fake. Like, he really is, like, the greatest basketball player of all time. But, like, a lot of people have been, like, he acts entirely different off the court. Like, he just lies about shit all the time.
And, I'm like, sure. He's a billionaire.
If I was LeBron, I'd be doing the same shit.
Yeah, like, once you reach $1 billion, like...
Yeah.
You're kind of just... It's rare that you come out of that, like, a normal person.
Yeah. And he's, like, probably the most recognizable basketball player ever at this point. Maybe Michael Jordan.
Him and Jordan, at least.
I mean, everyone knows Jordan's, like, the shoes, I guess.
Yeah.
But...
Him and Jordan, Kobe, maybe a distant third.
And then Steph. Those are probably the four. Steph is goated.
What about Larry Bird?
Nah.
You don't think Larry Bird...
No, top, like, everyone top 10? He's top 10. I think everyone knows Larry Bird's name, but, like, it's long enough ago, and he didn't, like... He's not, like, Jordan. Like,
yeah, he doesn't have that shoe. Everyone knows
Shaq. Shaq's top 10, probably.
Especially now with the Shaqalicious gummies.
Bro, I gotta try those.
I bet they're fire. Yeah. Actually, I've heard they're kind of okay.
I've heard they're, like, kind of weird.
Yeah.
He became a sellout, bro. Shaq.
But it's Shaq.
It's, so like, hilarious, though.
Yeah, we love Shaq. He, like, owns
Papa John's or something now.
He owns Papa John's.
I swear he owns a steak in Papa John's.
Hell yeah. It's Shaq. We love Shaq. Anyways, what else happening in politics?
Oh, he doesn't own Papa John's, but he owns 9 franchises in and around Atlanta.
What? Why?
He served on the company's board of directors since 2019.
What?
Oh, he served from 2019 to 2024.
You know what? Good for Shaq.
Bro, he loves...
Man, he loves his Papa John's. You know
what we gotta get? We gotta get the Shaqalicious pizza, bro. There's like an extra... Shaqaroni, that's what it's called.
Shaqaroni?
Yeah, it's extra pepperoni. It's Shaqaroni.
I've never had Papa John's.
I haven't... Actually, no. Wyatt ordered it once and I had it. It was pretty good.
Really? Was it good?
Yeah. I mean, like... Yeah.
All right, good to know.
Like, my stomach wasn't happy in the morning, but, like, that shit hit at, like, 2 a.m., you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I feel like we got a little sidetracked there.
Yeah.
We have to talk about Snap, like, for real, because it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned this earlier, but 40 million Americans are about to lose food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Which is ridiculous.
Emergency aid is not being invested into.
Like, that's over 10% of Americans that are just about to lose access to their food.
That's pretty much everyone who's on SNAP.
Yeah.
Well, how many people are on SNAP?
I think 40 million. I think that's the number. You should look it up. But, yeah, I mean, like, we talked about Dog Pound a few weeks ago.
42 million.
But, they're literally, like, running a food pantry this week because, like, they're trying to help prepare, like, the community for starving.
Dog like, Pound is doing a food pantry?
Yeah. It's wow. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're still, like, avoiding getting shut down. They're performing at, like, or they're having their shows at different houses, like, every time now, which is, like, cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Snap, like... For those of you who don't know, it's essentially, like, it's helping people who are on, like, the border of poverty or in poverty for the most part. And it gives them food stamps amongst other emergency benefits. And it keeps a lot of people on their feet. And the U.S. government does have emergency funds that they could use to fund SNAP, but our president is choosing not to use them, which might be unconstitutional, or at least against the law. This has been debated this week.
Yeah.
Like, a judge could technically rule that he's breaking the law, and then he might, but, like, Trump's broken so many laws that, like...
And when his one's like, he's never listened to any judges.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He never listens
to federal judges.
Like, it's already been ruled unconstitutional to strike, like, ships in the Atlantic Ocean, but, like, that hasn't stopped him. Like, I don't know. It's really frustrating as... I mean, I'm not on SNAP, obviously. I'm sure, pretty like, well off.
Everyone knows someone.
Yeah.
Who's probably on SNAP.
Yeah. Probably. And, like, bro, like, people need food. Like, why are we starving the citizens of our country?
Yeah, that's 10% of the population.
This, like, it's over 10. If it's 42 million.
Yeah.
It's, like, 12 or 13%. So, like, imagine everyone you know in a room and, like, 10% of them just start starving, bro. Like... That's brutal. And like our president, who ran on being a populist, mind you, and being pro-peace and doing the will of the people because everyone wanted him to be president, he is now, one, continuing a government shutdown, which is giving him more and more power by the day. And two, he's making sure that a lot of his supporters start starving to death, bro. Like... It's just crazy.
Yeah, SNAP benefits won't go out on November 1st. So that's Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
Day after Halloween. It's just... And I have family members that work in government, and like everyone in our state is freaking out right now.
Yeah, because it's like every state has people on SNAP.
Yeah. It's They're not everywhere. Like he's targeting, like, Democratic states with this one. Like, he's been targeting Democrats with ICE and stuff. But
And right even then, now, like, a lot of Republican states are a lot more...
Poor.
Impoverished than Democratic states.
Like the South, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost every state in the South is red.
Yeah.
And I think they have the highest poverty rates of mm-hmm. any states in the country.
Like Alabama, Louisiana.
Yeah, like... Yeah. What are they going to do? Like, some of those people live very far away from, like, a city, too.
They live in food deserts.
Yeah, they live in food deserts, so they can only go to, like, one place to use their food stamps. What are they going to do, bro?
And a lot of them voted for Trump.
Yeah, because he's going to make things better for us. It's heartbreaking, really. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say on that.
Yeah. Something a little funnier, though. Trump got an MRI.
Yeah, he did.
Which is...
he leaked that. He wasn't supposed to.
Bro, like, come on.
Bro, like... I don't know how many weeks ago it was, but, like, he went to get his...
It was October 10th.
His bi-yearly like 2 weeks, physical. 3 weeks. Which is not... It used to be yearly. Like, Biden had a yearly physical. Maybe mm-hmm. after Biden got butt cancer, they made it... semi-annual.
Yeah, they call it semi-annual for Trump.
But, like, bro, like, I swear Biden only got it a physical once a year when he was president. And I'm not defending...
That's what they told us.
Yeah, I'm not defending Biden, but, like, bro, like, why is Trump suddenly getting two physicals a year when our previous president had one?
And why is he getting an MRI during his physical?
Yeah, like, that's not a physical.
You don't just get, like, we're going to give you an MRI just to, you know... See, everything's okay. Like, there's a reason. Like, there's something that, like, we're concerned about this.
No. He's the healthiest president ever, bro. Yeah, he's 6'5", 175 pounds, pure muscle and lean.
Yeah. And he loves his McDonald's.
Actually, 225 muscle. He can bench 500.
He can bench 1 billion pounds and run a 2-minute mile.
He was the first to ever do it, actually. Bro, like, I show and, speed, he got nothing on Donald Trump, bro.
He has a 70-inch vert. He can dunk like no one has ever seen.
Bro, he can dunk on like a 14-foot high rim, bro. Like, yeah, he's got that shit. He's Himmy, bro.
I wonder, yeah, this is like around the time that they were saying he had a stroke, too.
Or yeah. I guess... So, like, it was around 9/11. I think people were, well, like, really talking about it.
His last physical was October 10th. The last time he went to Walter Reed.
Right. Yeah. But, like, remember during the 9/11, like,
yeah,
memorial?
His, like, face was drooping?
His face was drooping.
The uppers were ran down.
So, like, I think that's too far apart to, like, really conclude that a stroke happened then. But, like, he, like, might have had a stroke at some point, and that's why he's on the semi-annual physical now. And he's getting that done. And getting
an MRI.
Because, like, I know MRIs are used to see, like, how your body is functioning, essentially. And, like, making sure everything is working the way it is. Or it's supposed to. So maybe they're looking for an improvement in his function with the MRI. But I don't know.
Could you get an MRI for whatever disease he has right now? The chronic venous insufficiency. That might be something. I don't know if that's something that you can get, that you like just get an MRI for.
Brain tumor, stroke, multiple sclerosis, brain aneurysms, seizures, head injuries, skeletal problems, conditions including pelvic and abdominal issues. It can be for almost anything, it looks like. But as I look this up, the top reason would be to monitor the effectiveness of treatments. And as we know, every few weeks, he's got that blood transfusion going on.
Yeah.
With his disgusting looking hand.
They're not even trying.
No, they're not. They're not. Like with Biden, he just like disappeared and they didn't say anything. And that was their way of trying. With Trump, he, like...
They're just slapping foundation on it. And
yeah, they're just, like, putting some white powder on his hand and being like, you know
what?
They're
not even trying to, like, skin match or anything. They're just, like, cover it up.
Bro, like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, if I shook Trump's hand, I'm convinced it would just fall off.
Yeah. You think there's a blood transfusion?
I think so. Like, what other reason would your hand just be bruised? People were saying it was because he was shaking so many hands. But then it was happening, like, every 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was on a regular... Unless he was shaking hands with one really strong guy every 2 weeks.
Yeah, like, what's... I don't know. He like, definitely shakes a lot of hands. But, like, that can't be the reason.
Yeah.
Like, if our president is as healthy as we keep saying he is, like, that makes no sense. Moving on from that, what else do we got? Oh, yeah. You want to know who's still not sworn in?
The Arizona House rep?
Yep, special election in late September. It's been 34 and a half days since she won her election. And Mike Johnson will not swear her in, bro.
Was he just stalling until the shutdown?
He was stalling until the shutdown. I think that's another reason Republicans don't want the House or the Senate to come back.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that, like, at least something regarding the Epstein files is a ticking time bomb. I don't know what's going to happen or when, but, like, 35 days, bro?
Once the government comes back, you think they're going to immediately vote on releasing Epstein files?
I think, like, low-key, that someone who was voting yes is going to vote no. Like, I don't think this will, like, as much as I would love to have faith in my party to, like, say yes on everything.
Someone's going to get
fear-mongered. Someone's getting blackmailed.
Yeah.
Like, someone's going to dig up some dirt in the same way that, dirt has been dugging up on Graham Plattner.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing that happened last week.
Yeah.
And then I was not following anything about him.
Okay. So I can give some background on this because I've been following for a few weeks now. He is running to oppose, like, I don't know, it's Maine's governor, I think, in the primary for Senate in Maine next year. And he's running on, like, a Mamdani-like policy.
Yeah, I know he's progressive
in Maine. He's progressive socialist. He's at least very socially progressive. I'm not sure he's as progressive when it comes to, like, taxes.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was until the Reddit thing happened.
Okay. So, yeah, a lot of people are only hearing about him now that this is happening, which is actually not helpful for his case, obviously. But he is a former Marine, I believe, and a bunch of him and his friends, back when he was a Marine, went to Croatia when they were able to get off of their ship, and they got tattoos. And his tattoo is representative of Nazi ideology in modern day for a lot of people. It's not like he had a swastika tattoo, but it definitely didn't look good.
Yeah,
like,
it was pretty damning.
It was akin to a swastika. Like, he definitely shouldn't have had that, and he should have known that it wasn't good. But he got it covered up. It was a big controversy. Everyone's like, oh my god, the Democrats, they love the Nazis and stuff. And it's like, bro, like, look in the mirror. But a lot of people are saying that Palantir had something to do with digging all this up.
What?
Yes.
I did not see that.
Because he had another, like, he got canceled, like, on Reddit, like, 2 days before, like, all that came out as well. And I believe it was Wall Street Journal that broke all of this. And when, like, the New York Times and all of these other news sources reached out to the Wall Street Journal to see where their source was, like, finding his Reddit account and all this stuff, they wouldn't say who it came from. So then the immediate conclusion people jump to is Palantir, the company that is partnered with our government, may have been used in order to dig up data that we otherwise wouldn't know was coming from Graham Platner, about Graham Platner, in order to get dirt on him and make it so he wasn't going to win his primary.
Which, that is so crazy.
This is a little conspiratorial, like, don't get me wrong, but, like, is it that far-fetched? Like,
I don't think so.
I don't think it is, bro. Like, this is why you should not dress up as Hitler when you're, like, 14 or 15, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's a terrible idea. It's going to get you canceled someday, especially if you're running for public office. Like, don't go into politics if you're doing all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, good rule of thumb. He did get it covered up with, yeah, like, a Celtic symbol that people are also saying.
People are, like, also...
Or no, I think it's, like, Latin. I don't know. It was another symbol that people were saying, like, this still looks a little Nazi-ish.
Yeah, but, like, bro, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, you can tell he didn't mean that shit, bro. Like...
Yeah, I think he's pretty sincere.
He's just a dumb dude. Like,
yeah, I think this does kind of ruin his chances, although it is a year out.
And it's Maine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not shitting on you, Maine, I swear, but, like, I feel like people have bigger issues than, like, this guy had a tattoo in Maine.
Yeah.
And, like, also Trump won twice. Three times. Trump won three times.
Trump won, yeah. He did win three times. The 2020 election was stolen.
He's about to win a fourth, bro. Just
oh, my wait. God. According to Steve Bannon... My goat, Steve Bannon.
Who is not crazy? King. I am my... not crazy.
I wonder what Steve Bannon is up. It does. I don't even think he. Does he still advise Trump?
I believe so, yeah.
That's crazy.
I think he's a Connecticut guy.
I thought he got.
He at least got, like, cooked over here or some shit.
Yeah. I thought he got replaced by, what's his name? Stephen Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, he might have.
Dude, Stephen Miller, come on the podcast, please.
Dude, on God, bro.
I have.
It'd be so tough.
I know about all the things you said about torture back in high school, and I want to ask you about that.
Dude, you want to know who we should get on the podcast now that he's pardoned? George Santos. That happened last week.
Didn't he endorse Cuomo?
Yeah, I think so. I think he said he's moving to Florida, too. If Mamdani wins, which he's going to.
I feel like he was going to move to Florida anyways.
People are saying he's moving to Florida so he can run for a seat that's going to have a special election soon.
That would be so funny.
Bro, you have no idea how hilarious. Like, bro, like, this is ruining our country, don't get me wrong. But George Santos could be back in office, bro.
Welcome to Florida. He should run to uproot Ron DeSantis.
As governor.
Yeah.
Ron the Sanctimonious. Meatball Ron.
Meatball Ron will be no more.
Bro. So, like, anyways, moving on from my GOAT, my glorious king, my favorite Fortnite Friday member.
George Santos.
George Santos.
Oh, wait. Another Fortnite Friday member. Gavin Newsom. Did you see the podcast he went on where he talked about how he grew up poor?
No.
He was on a podcast. Oh, my God. I'm blanking on the name, but it's a pretty big one.
He's been really good with his media availability lately.
Yeah. He went on, he was like, I had a black childhood. And he was like, I grew up on mac and cheese, shooting hoops.
You know what? It's dumb as hell that he did that, but I think people are actually going to like that he said that.
No.
You don't think so? At
least they were cooking him on Twitter because they were just digging up stuff. He was like part of this club in high school that was like called Children of the Rich.
So he was not poor.
No, he was not poor.
Oh, that's not good then.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was actually
his
poor.
His childhood home is like several millions of dollars.
Wow. Well. Oops.
Yeah.
That was not very smart, Mr. Newsom, Mr. Future President.
I don't think he ever said he grew up poor, but he definitely was like, I grew up on mac and cheese. I used to, you know, shoot hoops. You know, that's how I passed my time.
Oh. I thought you were going to talk about him saying he was about to run.
Oh, well, did he fully?
He said after the 2026 midterms, he'd make his decision.
That's what they're all saying. That's the same thing that, like, Kamala said that again. She was like, I need to keep myself open.
Bro, Kamala, why are you not running for governor of California? If you run for president, our country is fucked. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kamala runs for governor, Gavin goes for president. I feel like that's just like the natural progression of all of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, bro, like, I see two people running in 2028 that I am not entirely opposed to right now. I see AOC running.
Oh, yeah.
And I see Newsom running. And I don't necessarily love Newsom, but he kind of seems like a liberal Trump, if that makes sense.
Yeah, he'll get votes.
He'll get votes. I think he'll win. He'll definitely beat JD. If Trump runs again somehow, we're running Obama. I don't care if Obama wants to run. We're running Obama.
We're running Obama. Dude, a Trump-Obama election.
Bro, Obama is shitting on Trump in that, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but, like, Obama just has riz more than Trump does. Trump has, like, the, like, I'm funny riz. Obama's just, like,
I'm going to talk to anyone.
I'm going to fuck your mom, like, type shit. Like... You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, Obama, please, if they're gonna do that, like, when they go low, we go lower. Obama, it's time to run.
Bro, like, come on. Like, he wins that shit, bro.
Oprah? You know what? Let's run Oprah. Let's see what happens.
Don't do Oprah.
She
has no riz.
Oprah in, like...
20 years ago, sure.
Yeah, Oprah in, like, 2004 would probably go hard.
Like, now, though, like...
No, that's not Oprah.
I've heard, like, who was I talking to? Okay, so this is a little bit of a tangent. But last week, I was in Boston. I saw Magdalena Bay on Friday. But before the concert, I met with, like, my mom's, like, old high school friend who is, like, a journalist. And he wrote for the Boston Globe for, like, many years and stuff.
Oh.
And he has a lot of contacts that worked under Oprah, like, on her channel. And apparently... the work culture is terrible there.
That makes sense. Like, all those shows are like that.
Absolutely terrible, though. Like, people were told not to speak up on things that happened because then you'd be leaking things. Like, no one was actually supposed to speak up for themselves when bad things happened or anything like that. So I am against Oprah because some shit would come out if she ran for president, bro. That's not a good idea.
John Stewart.
He's tough. He won't get enough of the votes, though.
People still want him to run, though.
Yeah, like our friend Sam really wants him to run.
Yeah.
I personally don't think he has the riz.
I saw a poll.
I think he's hilarious, but I don't think he has the riz.
Who would you vote for in 2028? And it was like 5% of people said John Stewart.
Oh. I think he'd be a cool cabinet member. Like, if we're doing the like pop culture, people should be like president or in.
Which we should not do that.
Which we should not be doing. But we're past that point.
Mr. Beast 2032.
I love Mr. Paste, bro.
Mr.
Paste.
Number one policy, give everyone $1 billion.
1 million beers. So I see AOC. I see Newsom. Bernie can't run again, so that's why it's going to AOC. I could definitely see, like, if we're doing the third term shit, Obama.
Trump.
For sure. Trump. We should not be doing the third term shit, by the way. Like, that's unconstitutional. Yeah. We should make that clear. But in the crazy event that Trump somehow breaks the Constitution, which he's never done before, guys, because he's the greatest president ever, he's the will of the people. If that were to happen, we're running Obama. Like, we have to.
Obama third term would be crazy.
Bro, like, he would, like, become, like, dark woke. I can't explain it. Like, he'd be, like, evil as a third term president, but it doesn't matter.
He would be, like, Trump second term.
You think? You think he would be, like, crazy, like, liberal, though, with it? Like, he'd...
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, Trump came back with a vengeance, and he immediately started, like, fucking shit up. Obama would be doing the same thing, except just, like, except just, like, on damage control and being, like that LBJ type shit where he's, like, transgenders deserve rights, too. Pass this goddamn bill. You know that
bro,
meme?
Bro, like, I could totally see Obama being like, you know, like, we kind of failed with healthcare for all the first time, but, like, fuck it. Like, I am signing
an
executive order.
No more money to Israel right now.
Yeah. No, that would be so tough. I'm just imagining him saying that right now, and it's making me have chills. I'm so excited.
No more money to Israel. More money to... snaps. More money to food stamps.
I'm sorry, you need to work on your accent, bro.
More money to the Palestinians.
Yeah. Actually, I think Trump's doing a great job. And I think he should keep bombing civilian ships.
Trump 2028, Trump 2032.
And then Trump Jr.
Trump Jr. 2036. No. And then Barron.
2040.
I don't think he'll be. No.
Yeah,
wait.
He will be 15 years from now because he's like our age, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Barron's our age.
No, he's younger than us. He's a year younger than us.
Okay.
He's a sophomore in college.
Well, I have something funny about Barron.
Okay.
This is entirely like hypothetical, but like, or like probably made up. But I saw someone say on Twitter like Barron has a boyfriend.
What?
Bro, it's probably made up, but it's hilarious to me.
What was the context for this?
There was no context. They just said, like...
Sources say.
Yeah, it was something like that. And it was just, like, some shit posting account, but it got, like, 200,000 likes. So,
I've
like,
heard,
my headcanon is that he has a boyfriend.
I've heard the rumor around NYU was that he loved goth women.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But maybe he also likes boys. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, we're coming up on the last 30 seconds here.
Okay, well, I just have one thing to say, guys. The Ravens won yesterday.
Oh,
we're
God.
2-5. Snoop Huntley, you're so tough, bro. You held it up for us against the Bears. We got 30 points. With a QB2, that's pretty good.
This is WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you all next week.